Okay, today we're going to do Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We left off at the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're only just going to get to the end of the Perek today, and then next time we'll pick up with the new Perek. So let's try to finish Be'ezras Hashem, the fourth Perek of Maseches Brachos. Says the Mishnah, Reb Elazar ben Azar Yom, Ein Tefilas HaMusafin Ela B'chever Ir. You only daven Musaf when there is a Chever Ir, meaning there is no Takana to daven Musaf unless you have a minion. B'yichidus, there is no tefilas musaf at all. V'cham omrim b'chevriyer, v'shalo b'chevriyer. V'cham say, nah, even if you're a yachid, you're allowed to daven musaf. Rabbi Yehuda omr mishmo, kol makam she'esham chevriyer, yachid pater, mitfilas musafin. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, anytime there is a chevriyer, there is a musaf b'tzibur, then a yachid doesn't have to daven musaf. So the Mishnah said that Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda disagree what the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah exactly was with regard to tefilas musaf biyachid. So the Gemara is going to explain the difference to them. Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda saying the same thing as the Tanakama, that a yachid doesn't daven musaf? No. Ika benayhu, yachid shalo b'cheverir. The nafkamina between them is a yachid who lives in a city that doesn't have a minion. Tanakama is a potter. Tanakama would say he doesn't have to daven musaf because tefilas musaf is not for a yachid at all. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says then he's going to be chayev to daven musaf because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only potters a yachid when you're in a city that has a minion davening musaf. But if you're in a city that doesn't have a minion davening musaf, then a yachid would have to daven. Amrav Huna Bar Chinna, Amrav Chia Bar Rav, Halacha Krav Yehuda Shamim Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that when there is no tzibur that's davening musaf, a yachid has to daven. Amr le Rav Chia Baravin, Shapir Ka'amid. Rav Chia Baravin said to Rav Huna Bar Chinna, you said well that that's the halacha. To Amr Shmuel, mi yamei lamatzlin etzlusa du musafin bi yachid. In my life, I never daven musaf bi yachidus. That I never happened to me that I daven musaf biyachidus in Arda'a, because there's always a minion somewhere in Arda'a, and the Shliach Tzibur patters me from musaf. Levar miyahu yom, except for that one day, da'asu pumusa demalka lamasa, when a legion of the king's people came to the town, va'atridu rabban v'lotzilu, and that day, because there were all these soldiers coming through town, the chum were too tarud and they didn't daven musaf. It's salili biyachid, and therefore I daven biyachidus, va'vayachid shalo b'chevirir, and I was a yachid shalo b'chevirir who's chayiv to daven musaf. So from the fact that Shmuel did this, you see that he holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that a yachid without chevirir is chayiv to daven musaf. Yasav Rabbi Chanina, Karaka Med Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Chanina, who was the one who read Psukim in front of Rabbi Yanai, Yasav Kamer, and he was saying, Halach Krab Yudah Shabim Shum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that when there's no tzibur davening musaf, the yachid has to daven musaf. Amalei, and Rabbi Yanai said to Rabbi Chanina, Pokra Kris Kareich Livra. Go and read your mikra, go and say what you're saying, that you always read, go say it outside. Don't say it in the Beis Medrash, because you're saying halachas that are not correct. De'ein halach Rabbi Yehuda Shamrim Shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We, in fact, do not paskin like what Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So from the fact that Rabbi Yanai told Rabbi Chanina that we don't paskin like what Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's still not a raya whether the halacha is like the Tanakama, the Das Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or the halacha is like the Chachamim. We just know how not to paskin, but there were, in fact, three shitos. So maybe let's make it just those three shitos a main point. So the main point is there are three shitos about Musaf. The Chacham say a yachid is always chayv daven Musaf. The Tanakama holds that if you have a yachid that lives in a city where there is no tzibur at all davening musaf, he's potter. And Rabbi Yehuda holds a yachid living in a city where there is no tzibur at all is chayiv. But a yachid living in a city where there is a tzibur is potter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ani reis yes Rabbi Yanai tzali v'hadar tzali. He says, Rabbi Yochanan says, I saw that Rabbi Yanai would daven and then daven again, and his tefilos were all biyachidos. From the fact that he davened two tefilos one after the other, it has to be that those tefilos were Shachris and Musaf, because there are no other two tefillos that go one right into the other. So it must be that Rav Yanai holds that you're allowed to daven Musaf b'yechidus, like the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Amle Rav Yirmi l'Rabizeris, Rav Yirmi said to Rabizeris, v'dilma me karlo kivendaiti l'busof kivendaiti. No, just because someone says the second Shmon Esrei, it doesn't mean that it's a separate tefillah. It could just be that the first time he said Shmon Esrei, he didn't have kavana, so he had to make up for it by davening again, and this time with kavana. Amar le chazi man gavarabba de kamasra le. Are you kidding me? He didn't have kavana? This is Rabbi Yochanan we're talking about. Rabbi Yochanan had kavana in his tefillos. It must be that he was just saying Musaf right after Shachris, and he holds that you're allowed to say Musaf b'yechidos like the Chachamim. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yassi, Avgav davalu tleisar be'knishta b'tveria, lov matzi et lebeni amude hechadav garsi. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yassi, even though they had 13 batei kenasios, 13 different shuls that they could daven in Tveria, it was like Brooklyn or the Five Towns or whatever, where you have a shul in every corner, they would only daven in the Beis Medrash where they would learn. So machlokas in the Rishonim, what that means exactly? Does that mean even b'yachidus better to daven in the Beis Medrash, or no? It is assuming that they had a minyan in the place that they learned. Itmar Yitzchak Bar Avdim Mishum Rabbeinu Amar Halach Rav Yehuda Shamer Mishum Rav Lozer Ben Azariah. We paskin like Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Lozer Ben Azariah that a yachid with a chevrier is not able to daven Musaf. So, okay, now the Gemara is going to bring another Maisa with an Amora that davened twice. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Tzali v'Adar Tzali. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba also davened and then again davened after he finished. Amle Rabbi Zeris. Rabbi Zeris said, my time of in Marhochi, why are you doing that? Ile mishum tol kivin mar daite, if it's because you didn't have kavana the first time. So Avam Rav Lazar, Lolim Yom Radam Asatzmo, how could that be that he didn't have kavanah the first time? Didn't Rav Lazar teach us every time a person davens, he should do a basic self-assessment? Im Yachal Lechavin Esliba, before you start, you do a basic self-assessment. If I'm going to be able to have kavanah, Yispalol, okay, so I'll daven. V'im Lav, and if I will not be able to have kavanah, Al Yispalol, then you don't daven. So why would you have davened when you weren't certain that you'll be able to have kavanah? Ella delo itkar mar deresh yarcha. Must be that the reason you said another Shmon Esrei is because you forgot Yalav Yavo. Vatanya tov lo hisker shel Rosh Chodesh ba'arvis ein machzirin osom reshiach lo omra b'shachris. But didn't we learn that if you skip Yalav Yavo at Mariv, you don't have to repeat because you could always say it at Shachris. B'shachris ein machzirin osom. If you forget it at Shachris, you don't have to repeat reshiach lo omra b'musafin because you're able to say that Musaf anyway. B'musafin, if you forget it, Musaf ein machzirin osom reshiach lo omra b'mincha. Because you'll be able to say it at Mincha. So the reason you repeated a tefillah cannot be because you forgot Yalav Yavo. Amr Lei Lavit Marala Amr Rabbi Yochanan B'tzibur Shanu. No, didn't we say about this price about the guy that forgot Yalav Yavo? That's only if you daven B'tzibur, that since the Shliach Tzibur is going to say the Chazaras Hashat, and you hear that, so your Yod say your Chiyuv by listening to him. But when you daven B'yichidus, you definitely have to repeat. And that's why I daven twice, because I forgot Yalav Yavo, and it was B'yichidus, so I have to repeat my Shemona Esrei. So next main point is stories of both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba repeating Shemona Esreis, davening two consecutive Shemona Esreis. Rabbi Yochanan was davening Shachris B'yichidus. Rabbi Yochanan was davening Shachris and Musaf, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was making up for a missed Yalav Yavo. Kami yesha bein tefila letefila. When you're doing tefilas tashlumin, how much time should you wait between one tefila and the next? Rav Huna Rav Chista chad amar kedei shetischonin daito olav. Enough that you should be able to have proper kavana, sort of recharge your batteries a little bit, make sure you're able to refocus in order to have kavana in the second tefila. V'chad amar kedei shetischonin daito olav. To calm your das, you'll be able to daven properly. So they're both about davening properly, but one is to be mischanin in front of Hashem, and one is lechalos pnei Hashem in the second tefillah. Let's figure out exactly what that means. Probably they're not arguing at all. Rashi says they're not even arguing about the shir, just each one says it slightly differently. But the shir is the amount of time it takes Rashi to walk 4 amos. Tosos actually says that in the name of Yerushalmi. So they're not arguing in terms of the amount of time, they're just arguing about how to say it. Man damar kadei shetischonin daito alav. Why does he use such a lashon? Ve'eschanan el Hashem. We see that tefillah is described in the lashon of Eschanan. Man Yamar Kadesh Shet Eschalel Daito Olav, the one who used the Lashon Tischalel, the Chsiv Vayichal Moshe, because Tefillah is also described as Vayichal. So the main point over here, one should wait in between his regular Tefillah and the Tefillah's Tashlumen enough time to refocus himself. Good. Amar Ravan Amar Rav, last little piece in this parak. Ravan Amar Rav says, someone who davens on Rosh Chodesh, ta'av lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot yalav yavo. Arvis, if it was at Marav time, ein machzir noso. He does not repeat Shemona Asrei, because lefi shein bezin makachin asa chodesh el b'yom, because bezin cannot be makadish lechodesh at night anyway, they only do so during the day. Amar Amemer mistavra milsa de Rav, Rav's Shita makes a lot of sense that someone who forgets Yalav Yava Marv of Rosh Chodesh, that he does not have to repeat Shemona Esrei B'Chodesh Malei, when the previous month was a full month, there were 30 days. So now there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, so if you forget at Marv of the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat, because you'll still get Yalav Yava at a Marv, the Marv of the next day of Rosh Chodesh. Aval B'Chodesh Chaser, but if the previous month had only 29 days, so there is only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, so then Machzir Noso. Then you have to daven a second time, even if you forgot Yalav Yava Mariv, because there's going to be no making it up the next night, because there is no Yalav Yava the next night's Mariv. Amli Rav Ashi Lameir Michti, Rav Taima Kamri says, well, wait. Rav gave an explanation of why not to repeat the Shemona Esrei, and that was because Ein Mekatchim was Chodesh Belayla. According to that logic, Mali Chaser Mali Malei. What difference does it make whether it's a Chodesh Chaser or a Chodesh Malei? Eleloshna. So rather, it doesn't make a difference. So the last main point over here, there is a machlokas whether one has to repeat Shemona Esrei when you forgot Yalav Yavo at Mariv of Rosh Chodesh, of a Chodesh Chaser. And we paskin, no. We paskin, you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo. You don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei when you forget Yalav Yavo at Marav of Rosh Chodesh, regardless of whether it's a Chodesh Malei or a Chodesh Chaser. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the fourth parak, Be'ez Hashem. Next time, we will pick up with the fifth parak of Masechet Zachar.